Well, here in Spain this week, I'm joined by Brett Hansen, and we're going to cover an investing topic today. While many people know they should own a range of assets in their investment portfolio, not everybody knows about multi-manager investing, where you can use a range of managers. But first of all, Brett, why is diversification important when investing, and what is the standard level of diversification every investor should have?
Hello, Howard. Well, certainly for our clients who are mostly retired and accept that in order to be able to get an income from their capital or try to minimize the effects of inflation on their capital, they need to do something with their money other than keep it on cash deposit, which earns no or very little interest. But at the same time, they don't want to take high risks with their hard-earned capital and put themselves in a position where the capital fluctuates dramatically, or even worse, where they can lose it. And so one way to significantly reduce the chances of either of these things from happening when it comes to investing is to ensure that, as the old saying goes, you don't put all your eggs in one basket, i.e. you diversify. And there are a number of ways to diversify when it comes to investing. First of all, by investing in a number of different asset classes. So an asset class is basically a grouping of investments that share very similar characteristics. And historically, when it comes to investing, the three main asset classes have been equities, which are stocks or shares in companies, fixed income, which are bonds. These could be government bonds, which are in effect a loan to a government, or corporate bonds, which are loans to companies, and cash or cash equivalents, as we refer to them as. Of course, there are other asset classes which people invest in these days, such as real estate, commodities, futures, and other financial derivatives. And of course, we're hearing a lot about cryptocurrencies in recent times. But because our clients are mostly retired and we like to fully understand the investments we invest our clients' monies in, I would say as a company, we're culturally quite risk adverse. And so we tend to avoid certain financial derivatives and cryptocurrencies and stick to the traditional investments of equities, bonds and cash, which has been around for many, many years. The composition of this mix of asset class or classes will largely depend upon what a client's attitude to risk is. But the higher the concentration in a particular asset class, then again, the higher the risk. And so when it comes to diversification, in addition to investing in different asset classes, I think you should also look at investing in different geographical regions or countries. Typically, we do find investors tend to have too much exposure to their home market because that's the market they probably know best. And so when we first meet a British client, for example, they frequently hold way too many UK-based investment funds or assets. And once you've diversified across different asset classes and countries, you can, and I would say you should also, diversify further by then investing in different market sectors so that you're not overly exposed to one particular economic sector. For example, I wouldn't want to invest in just, say, aviation companies or banking. I would want to ensure that I have a good mix of companies in different sectors just in case one particular sector got hit hard by some crisis, as we saw with airlines and tourism during the pandemic, or banks during the financial crisis. There's much research on this, Howard, and the data shows that if you have a well-diversified portfolio of investments across different asset classes, geography and sectors, then over the longer term, you're more likely to achieve better returns because different assets and countries will perform differently and can often significantly vary from year to year. And the diversification that comes with this varied performance can help reduce the risk of having all your assets drop in value at, say, the same time. So by having a diverse portfolio, it's often possible to get better returns over a period of time. And just, if not more importantly to many of our clients, less volatility.
Does investing in funds instead of buying individual company shares help you have a good level of diversification?
Well, personally, and I have to say, I am a worrier and as a result, quite a cautious person, but I would never hold individual bonds or shares, and I certainly wouldn't invest in a few or even, say, 50 companies. To me, that would be too risky, in that if a number of those companies went literally belly up, then I would see my money drop in value without perhaps much chance of it going back up. I do have investments, and they are in funds where my money is literally spread across thousands of companies, because while some companies will fail, many other companies do exceptionally well. And if you're in funds where you're exposed to thousands of companies, then you limit your exposure to companies that fail, whilst also potentially benefiting from many of the companies succeeding. Also, in order to get the level of diversification I've been talking about so far today, with regards to asset classes, geography, and market sectors, it's going to be much easier to do this with funds than picking individual companies.
There are so many funds available. How do you choose which ones to invest in?
Yeah, well, that's a good question, Howard. And the answer to this is simply, I don't. At Blevins Franks, we utilise the expertise and skills of world-renowned investment experts who specialise in selecting the fund managers to look after our clients' money. And these experts have been around for many decades and typically look after some of the world's largest investors, which are often very big pension funds. And so, again, they're not looking to take high risk. We use the expertise and skills of these companies, who have a team of global economists who look at economies and markets and industries and select those where they see the greatest opportunity for growth, and who carry out thorough research and due diligence on the best fund managers out there, looking at performance, looking at their processes and techniques. Like I say, to select the very best out there.
So what about multi-manager funds? What's the difference?
Well, Howard, as part of the diversification strategy we've been talking about, i.e. different asset classes, different countries or geographical locations, and then different economic sectors, as a company, we would also normally recommend a multi-manager approach to invest in, whereby rather than having one particular fund manager managing our clients' money or investments, it would be managed by many different fund managers, each selected for their expertise in specific market sectors. And so it's about ensuring that you have the right fund managers managing your money, because whilst investing with one investment manager across different markets may give you a good return over the longer term, we genuinely believe that if you find the best individual fund manager in each of the markets you're invested in, then this should provide the potential for a much better return. This approach then also reduces your reliance on any one investment manager making the right decisions and provides the added diversification of different manager styles. So multi-manager funds is another great way to improve returns, but just as importantly, diversify even further. And I would say most of our clients' portfolios include more than 40 to 50 different fund managers from different investment companies.
This sounds very interesting. Can you expand on how multi-manager funds work?
Well, one way of explaining the benefits of a multi-manager approach to investments is by comparing, say, the difference in performance between an Olympic decathlon champion and, say, the individual champions in each event. Whilst the decathlon champion is obviously an all-round supreme athlete, performing an extremely high standard across different 10 different disciplines, they are frequently and understandably beaten by specialists in each of the individual events. So using the 2021 Tokyo Olympics, the decathlon champion that threw the shot put, one of the 10 disciplines for the decathlon, threw it almost 15 metres. But in the individual event that specialised in this, the shot put specialist threw it more than 22 metres. Likewise, the decathlon champion ran the 1,500 metres race in just over 4.5 minutes. But the individual specialist ran it in just over a minute less, at just under 3.5 minutes. And so it's similar when we're looking at investing our clients' money. Having the best individual fund manager in each of the markets you are invested in should provide the potential for better returns. And at the same time, Having more than one of the very best fund managers in each of the markets you're invested in provides the added diversification I spoke about earlier. Like I said before, just to emphasize again how important we regard this, most of our clients' portfolios include more than 40 to 50 fund specialists, managers across their portfolios.
Do many investment firms offer multi-manager funds, and how do you choose which one to buy?
Yeah, there are many companies out there which some listeners will know of as fund of fund managers, but these tend to have quite expensive fund fees. Not so many companies have the resources or the assets under management to be truly multi-manager fund managers. And any such company we use, we would have done extensive due diligence on. And likewise, they would have done the same due diligence on us, because when you're dealing with the very best investment consultancy firms that are out there, they too don't want to be tarnished by being connected to a bad or poorly regulated company. One of the companies we use was founded in 1936 and manages somewhere along the lines of $340 billion worldwide, working with individuals, companies, charities, and government organizations to help them grow their wealth for the future. They also look after the assets of many of our clients and have done so successfully for many, many years.
Do you have any other related investment advice for expatriates living in Spain?
Well, Howard, I would say that if you are thinking about investing, before doing so, in addition to making sure that you have established your attitude to risk correctly, also ensure that you are clear what your aims and objectives are and how long you are looking to invest for. When picking an advisor to help you with this process, I would say please ensure that they are experienced, regulated, and qualified to give advice in Spain. And make sure that the firm you use do have the strength and depth of knowledge and resources needed in order to be able to carry out any estate planning and cross-border tax advice you may need now or in the future. It's essential that your portfolio investments are put in the right structures or solutions to limit potential taxation and meet your estate planning wishes, and ensure that your advisor will commit to providing you with a review of your portfolio at least once a year to see if your portfolio needs rebalancing, because as asset values rise and fall, so your portfolio can shift away from the one originally designed, which matched your risk profile and objectives. Regular rebalancing helps control risk and can have a positive impact on the portfolio performance, and so it is very important that you have this annual review. And as part of this ongoing review process, your advisor should consider if any of your circumstances or objectives have changed, which could lead to changes needing to be made to the portfolio. And they should discuss any tax or regulatory changes which could impact your investment for you and your loved ones on your demise. And as we've been talking about today, please ensure that when it comes to investing, that you diversify across different asset types, countries, markets, and investment approaches, which tie in with your attitude to risk and objectives. Of course, if any listeners would like to discuss anything we've talked about today, or have concerns about their own investments, or perhaps their advisors are not providing them with a regular review, then they can always go to our website and contact their local Blevins Franks advisor at www.blevinsfranks.com and talk to one of our experienced, qualified, regulated advisors via one of our local offices in Spain.
Many thanks, Brett. We'll talk again in a fortnight.
Thanks, Howard. Nice talking to you. Take care now.